Okay, today's daf is Nedarim, daf Mem Hey. We are on the last Amud of the fourth parak of Nedarim, going over to the fifth parak, finishing up Ein Bein Amudar, and starting parak Hashutfin. We are in the last sugya of Ein Bein Amudar, and as one sees, today's daf is somewhat small on just in terms of lines of the Gemara. There's only about 7 lines of Amud Aleph and 3 lines of Amud Beis. And lest one say that, oh, okay, we could have a very small, short daf today, so we know we have to just keep reviewing and reiterating to ourselves that the point of learning and the point of learning daf yomi is not result-oriented, it's maisa-oriented, right? We learn, obviously, to do the daf, but it's not just about doing the daf, it's about, as they say, having the daf go through us and not just going through the daf, which means that it's the maisa, it's the process, it's the learning itself that is important, and therefore it's not just to finish it, and therefore if one could finish it in a very short manner, that's what one should do, but one should focus and one should delve, and we have to do the best that we can in all the time that we give the learning the daf every single day. You know, the Rambam writes this many times in many different forms, and the Achronim expand upon this. The Chafetz Chaim in Torah Habayis writes extensively about this. Reb Soloveitchik in one of his Yartzei Shiurim discusses how Talmud Torah changes a person. Talmud Torah creates a new level and a new status within a person. The Rambam says our commitment to Talmud Torah is defining who we are. Kalish Mi Yisrael, says the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, again, just by way of introduction to today's daf. Kalish Mi Yisrael Chayav Talmud Torah, every Jew is Chayav Talmud Torah, every man, Bein Ani, Bein Ashir, whether he's poor or rich, Bein Shalim Begufo, Bein Baal Yisurin, Bein Bachar, Bein Shal Yizakin, it doesn't depend on age, it doesn't depend on financial status, it doesn't depend on health. Afilu Ani Amachazer Al Apsachim, even an Ani, a poor person who goes and begs, Afilu Baal Ishu Banim, even if somebody has many family members and a lot of kids to take care of. Chayav Lekvo Alu Zman LaTalmud Torah by Yom Valeila. Shneber Vagisa by Yom Valeila. He has to be Kovei Zman. Doesn't mean he has to learn every second of his life. It means he has to set aside time for Talmud Torah. The Kesef Mishnah says, where did the Rambam get this beautiful lashon from? He gets it from the Gemara in Yom Lamed Hey, the Gemara about Hillel Mechayav Eso Aniim, and Blaz Mecharsom is Mechayav Eso Ashirim, and Yosef being Mechayev those who have a Yetzahara. So the Rambam says that every single Jew has a Chiyev. G'dole Chachma Yisrael, Hayu Mehem, Chotvei Eitzim, Umehem, Shoavei Mayim, Umehem, Sumin, the great rabbis, the great Rabbanon of Chazal, they were water carriers, they were wood choppers, and some of them were blind, V'yafal Pikin, or Yoskin, Batorah, Bayomo Valayla. And they were Osek Batorah, V'heim Mechlal Ma'atike Hashmua, Ishmi, Pi Ishmi, Pi Moshe Rabbeinu. They were always Osek. What does that mean? What if they had a short daf that day? No, the answer is they kept learning. And they kept learning. Ad Eimas Lachayev Adam Lomo Torah Ad Yomoso. Shenemar Ufen Yasur Milavcha Kol Yemechayecha. All your days, lest one turns. And therefore we have our mind and our life is a vacuum. If we're not involved in Torah, if we're not involved in something positive and constructive, then Chas V'Shalom we're involved in other things. The Chosbat Shalom Yasuk Belimud Hu Shachach. Then he talks about how one splits up their day. Do you shlish b'this, shlish b'that? Discuss the sugya of Rabbeinu Tam about splitting one days, and then if we skip the parak gimel, b'shlosh k'sarim nechtu Yisrael, there were 3 crowns that Am Yisrael got, and this is what the Achronim pick up on based on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. What does it mean that Torah is a crown? Well, compare it to the other crowns. What are the other crowns? The Keser of Kehuna and the Keser of Malchus. Being a king or being a Kohen is a status. It's not just the ability to do something. If somebody is a Kohen, they have a status, and that's why certain halachas apply to them. Aseis and los aseis. V'kidashto, that I say that they receive, that we have a mitzvah to be mechabed them, and they have isurim that apply to them. And even they have, and the king as well. The king has los aseis, the 3 los aseis that apply to a king. Lo yabalo nashim, lo yabalo susim, lo yabalo kesef, and the isur of the mitzvah of writing an extra sefer Torah. So Keser Kehuna zacha bo Aaron. Shneimar v'yisro lazarach rabrisku nasalam. Keser Malchus zacha bo David. Shneimar lazaro laolam yeh v'kiso kashemesh negdi. His seed will have it forever. Keser Torah, that is the most open one, the most the one that's available to every person in the world. It doesn't come by Yerusha. It's open to all. Keser Torah Hari Munach VaOmid Umuchan LaKol Shneamar Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Morasha Kehilas Yaakov the whole Kehila Kol Misha Yirta Yavo V'Yitol Shema Tomar says the Rambam Sheosan Aksarim Gedolim Mikeser Torah. Unless one say that the Keser of Kahuna, the Keser of a king, right? I want to be a Kohen. It's not fair, and that's the ultimate. The answer is that's not the ultimate. The ultimate is not to be a Kohen. The ultimate is not to get that Keser. The ultimate is to acquire and to connect oneself to the Keser Torah. Hareyu Omer b'malachim yimlochu v'rozim yichok etzedek b'sarim yeshuru halamata shekeser haTorah gadol mikeser kuno keser malchus. Yes, there is Keser Shem Tov Olam. Gabayim, the Rambam does not talk about that here, though. Those are the three ksarim that the Rambam discusses, and then he says ein lecha mitzvah mikol mitzvahs kulan shishkula keneged talmud Torah ela talmud Torah keneged kol mitzvahs kulan. Right, we have to constantly review these prakim of the Rambam. Perek Aleph, Perek Gimel. If you have a mitzvah to do, learn Torah, unless the other mitzvah cannot be fulfilled by someone else. Lo bashamayim hi, the lo mever layam hi. We have to just be put in the time. We have to put in the time. So on every daf and shas, Baruch Hashem, we have this chus every day. Right? Ein divrei Torah miskayim ela b'misha mar pa'atzmo alayin. Right? Ela b'misha meimis atzmo alayin. U'mitzar gufo tamid v'litin shena le'enav li'afapav t'numa. Right? We have to push ourselves. We have to push ourselves every single day and every single night of our life. So again, when we come to a daf like today, we have to realize that we are not just, we can be goal oriented, we want to finish the daf, but we also maisa oriented, and therefore we have to realize that there is always much to talk about, as Beis Hashem we will continue to do today. Okay, so let's review back to what we were saying. We were in the sugya of Hefker, Machlokes, between Rabbi Yochanan and Ula, how to explain the Shita of Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, who said that if there are two people walking in the road, and there's nobody else around, and one is moving enough from the other one, then Reuven could put his food, on a rock, be mafgirit, and then Shimon could pick it up, no problem. Says, that's the Rabbanan, he didn't give him mana, he was mafgirit. Rabbi Yossi answers that, Rabbi Yossi says that's not allowed. Either because Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yossi has a limited view of what Hefker is, and the Gemara talks about, even though Rabbi Yochanan is rejected on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, that pshat, but we still assume that that is one way of understanding Rabbi Yossi Shita, that Hefker is still connected to the Nosein, to the Mafkir, until the new Zocha picks it up. Still connected, and therefore, in this case, it was not going to work, because it's considered Mudir Hana, getting Hana from the one that was Madir. And Rava said it's a Dindar Rabbanan, because it just looks funny. It's a Harama, and that's why it is not allowed. And we spoke yesterday about the Brises that talk about if somebody's Mafkir for a certain amount of time, and the Brisa that said that if one is mafker for a certain amount of time, one is still chayiv and maestros when one picks it up. So that was a stira, because we had another Brisa on Memdal and Mabez that we quoted, ha-mafker is karmo, somebody's mafker their vineyard, and the next day they go and they re-zoche it, they reacquire it, they're potter for maestros, right? They're chayiv and the others, peret, olos, shichra, and peya, but they are potter for maestros. So how do you answer that question? So fine, according to Ula, we mentioned one's on the level of Drabbanan, one's on the level of Daraisa. Midrabbanan, you're punter from Isis, right? Because it was Hefker. Midrabbanan, you're Chayiv. Because it looks funny and you're being Rizoche. That's the Rabbanan who say Hefker works right away. But according to Reish Lakish, who says that it's all within Rabbi Yossi, and therefore there was never a Hefker in the first place when you Rizoche it, so why would this Bryce say you're punter from Isis? It was always yours. So, first answer was, you're right. This Rai says Rida Rabbanan, not Rav Yossi. But now we get to the second answer. Ibayis Ema, top of Memhamat Aleph. Ibayis Ema Hada Afgre Ba'an Pei Train, Vada Afgre Ba'an Pei Tzlasa. The difference is, between them, even Rav Yossi agrees that Hefker only works if one does it in the front of three people. Hada Afgre Ba'an Pei Train, Hada Afgre Ba'an Pei Tzlasa. Meaning his whole Shita only exists if one is zochid in a certain circumstance, but not across the board. Dam Rabbi Yochanan Bishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehud Sadak Kol Hamafkir Bifnei Shlosha Have Hefker Bifnei Shnayim Lo Have Hefker. Only Hefker in front of three, not in front of two. Why is that? What's like a Bezdin? You're Bezdin to be Mafkir in front of? So no, the Ron says nothing to do with Bezdin. It has to do with a kol. Has to do with is this considered a public Hefker or not? Says the Ron. Let's read it. Klomar, on the left side, the second line. Hachmas Isa Nami Damafkaris Karmo, Kirib Yosi Asi. Rabbi Yosi can even agree to this one. Right? Not like we said the first answer of Reish Lakish, that this Bryce is only the Rabbanan. Ad Kamalkam Rabbi Yosi Damafkar, Yachal Achzerbo. When does Rabbi Yosi say? Rabbi Yosi's whole din that you can be Choserbo within a couple of days. That's only if you are Mafkar in front of two people. Klomar, Shein Sham Shlosha, Dumya Damas Nisan, Diktani Deini Moamacher. Like our Mishnah. What our Mishnah say? They're walking alone. There's no one else there. That's where Rabbi Yosi says that you can be Choserbo. Ubahabel Chudu Daser Rabbi Yosi. Only there Rabbi Yosi asers, or, and he says that you, it is not a regular case of Hefker that works automatically. Why? Desfirle he holds. Dekalki Agavna, Hefker Kamatana. That type of Hefker is treated like a matana, meaning da da'asi, the Rosh Zocheh, lo nafik, mirshas mafkir. That's where Rabbi Yosi says it is an inferior, it is a limited type of hefker. Why? The time of Mishum, de'ini mo'an acher, there's nobody else, and he only did it in front of two. So if he only did it in front of two, obviously we know, de'kol, skipping two lines, de'kol be'tre leka kala. There's no public announcing that this is hefker, and therefore it's similar to matana. When I give a gift, I don't have in mind that it should be the other. It should not leave my. It shouldn't be in his rishus. Still leaves my rishus. There's no limbo. There's no interim rishus. So here too, I have kavana to give it to the other person. I'm not giving it to the whole world, because obviously I would have done it in front of three people if I was giving it to the whole world. That's why specifically, if I only do it in front of two, or even less, so then I compare that hefker to matana, and that's where Rabbi Yosi says that hefker is like matana. But in a brisa, that in our case, where he's mafker karmo, the yukimta is that he's mafker in front of three people. And if you look on the third wide line of the Ran, of kalhecha diika tlasa avshamilsa, whenever there are three people in front, avshamilsa, the thing is known. V'yadaita dekulei al mafkerei. And he has das, obviously, for everybody to know about it. Everybody's going to know about this. V'lo dami klal matan, it's not like a matan at all. And therefore, even Rabbi Yosi would agree that it's hufkar la'alter. So if you put this together with what we discussed yesterday, we brought Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanan a little closer to each other. Yesterday we said that even the Rabbanan would agree, right, we said this in the middle of Mendalim and Aleph, even the Rabbanan would agree that if the Mafkir builds in a limit, it's only Efker for a certain amount of time, that even the Rabbanan would agree to Rabbi Yosi that it is an inferior, limited type of hefker, and it's still connected to me, because if I'm only doing it for a limited amount of time, it's still agida gabe, it's still connected, I probably don't really want to get rid of it. So, that is why the Rabbanan would agree in that case, that it's still his, ada asi, l'rishus hazocheh. And now we just had that even Rabbi Yosi would agree to the Rabbanan in one case, meaning in a case where he was mafker in front of three. That is a normal case of hefker, Rabbi Yosi would say, because then it's avshem milsa. We know from Hilchos Lashon Hara, and the Chafetz Chaim discusses this and expands that in front of three people, right, we know it's Av Shemilsa, the thing will be known, and therefore that is a real hefker. Av Shemilsa, we know that lashon from Hilchos Shabbos. There are the Gzeirah Drabanan of having loud machines functioning in my house on Shabbos. The Issur Drabanan of Av Shemilsa, but that's not for now. Okay, so that is the Gemara. The Gemara's second answer is that this Bryce is even according to the Rabbanan. I'm sorry, even according to Rabbi Yosi, they're both Rabbi Yosi, and the question is, were you mafker in front of two or or not? Says the Noda Yehuda in a tshuva, he discusses whether you're if you're mafker b'miksas. Right, we know the Mishnayis and Peah talk about hefker la'aniyim only, or hefker la'ashirim. So does that work or not? So says the Noda Yehuda in a tshuva, and Tinyana Yerodea, Simen Kufnun Dalid, he says, Nirlani is daiti, Hainu bevkeiro lechala aniyim velo laashirim. Sha'az shum ani lo yuchal azakos bo. If I am mafkirid in front of aniyim, but there's no aniyim there. That's where machloket b'shara b'shilal. B'shilal says hefker aniyim is not hefker. Aval b'mafkir zechuso. If somebody is mafkir, there's chus in something neged echad oshnayim lenochach. Mahani shehem yochon lezakos bo. If I'm mafkerit, even if I'm mafkerit only to certain people, if I'm mafkerit in front of them, Beis Hillel would agree that would work. Umina aminallah. How do I know that? I have a couple of rayas. Number one, he quotes that hefker b'miksas works if it's in front of the people that you're being mafkerit in front of. So he says, how do I know that? Number one, from a Magen Avram. The Magen Avraham says in Simin Tov Memches, Shakasa, Sheimkana Yisrael Acher, HaChametz Menan Acher Acher HaPesach. I sell my chametz to a guy. And then before I go and reacquire it, somebody else goes and reacquires it. So does that work? Tzarech lahachzir labaylam. The Magen Avraham says, no, you gotta give it back. You gotta give it back. Da adaita de nachri afkarei. Adaita de kule alma lo afkarei. It's the language of the Magen Avraham. Right? This is one of those ha'aramos, in quotes, that we spoke about a couple of days ago. So says the Magen Avraham, that if somebody else tries to get it back from a nachri, he can't. What do you mean? It's not yours. Halachically, it's not yours. We know by selling the chametz, we do everything we can to make sure that the Yisrael realizes it's not his. We do every type of kinyan. If the Yisrael really thinks he's not giving it over, that he's violating by Rabbi Yimatzai. Right? He has to have that da'at that he's, maybe he'd have the da'at that he's for sure going to get it back afterwards. But he has to have the da'at that it's not his on Pesach. So after Pesach, though, the Magen Avraham says that he can get it back. And it's limited. You see from there that even from the just being mafkir at 2-1, mafkir and selling it, right? He's talking about a case of mafkir, but it's the same idea. But then he quotes amnam raya yoter alimta. I think an even stronger raya mimash arub in idarim daf memhei. I think what it says here in idarim. What does it say here? Our law. Now the afkir bapi tria, the afkir bapi tfasa, and the Ran explains. Quotes the Ran as we just said that it depends if it's in front of three, it's a call, and therefore he would agree to the hefker. And if it's only in front of two, so then there's no call, and that's where he compares it to matana. Says the you know the Yehuda v'igufa kasha. Kiva de lo afki raka daita tahanach, hechave hefker klau, vehechra shaylazakos bo klau. What are you, you're telling me, oh, in front of two, there's no kol, and therefore it's going to be limited. But how's it hefker at all? If it's only in front of one or two. Right? How does that work? Vyatar Rabyosi shampala galbeis hillel. Does Rabyosi who holds of the inferior type of hefker, does he hold of beis hillel? Does he argue on beis hillel who says the in front of less people doesn't work? Does he argue on that? So elavandai. It's clear from this Gemara that it would work in front of two or one. It would be different how it works. So elavandai says it to be Yehuda. Shemafkiru b'bnei osan shemafkir lahem mahani. And if you're mafkir it, but mix only in front of some people, even Beis Hillel would agree that it would work. V'yavtalo kaimel on shemker Rabbi Yosi. Bahayu kimta. And even though we don't pass it like Rabbi Yosi, says it to be Yehuda. Afilu b'bnei echad. Have a hefker gomer min haTorah kimavur b'choshem mishpat, right, even in front of one. Madinu, we'll get to one and three soon, but still, regarding this prat, it still would be mashemucha be'arugiv that shemefkir rak adas echad oshdayim u'befneim mahani shichon lezakos b'omizeh lohada be'ashas b'ukim tachrita. Right, so we don't argue on Rav Yosi regarding, or the Gemara, or Rav Yosi doesn't argue on that issue of being mafkir in front of mixas, even though it's hefker b'fei anim b'fei ashir, that's only if they're not there, says the Noda B'Yehuda. But if they're there, then it would work. So that's an important Noda B'Yehuda who uses our Gemara in a crucial way. So that's the second answer of the Gemara, right? Making Shalom, Rabbi Yossi agrees, he's bringing Rabbi Yossi closer to the Shita of the Rabbanan. Let's continue. Reb Shua ben Levi Amar. Reb Shua ben Levi says a different sheet. It's Dvar Torah afilu be'echad avi hefker. Reb Shua ben Levi says even on a Doraisa level, even Doraisa, we say it is a hefker. Even beino, I say in front of one. In front of one, it is still hefker. Matam armu b'shlosha kedesh lo yehi echad zochah b'shnai be'idin. Why do we say three midrabanan Doraisa even in front of one? Right, which might argue on a previous shita of Reb Shimon ben Yehotzadak. Reb Shimon Levi says that on a daraisa level, even in front of one, umatam armu b'shlosha kedeshi yeh echazocha v'shnai me'idin. If somebody is mafkerit in front of one person, then who's going to ever know about it? And then he could argue that he was never mafkerit. Right, it's just a good advice to always do it in front of three, so that one of them, whoever's the zoche will be zoche from hefker, and the other two will be able to be made that this person was mafkir, and these two were kona and zoche. That's always a good idea. In various places, the Rabbanan give us good advice in terms of getting paid back. Right, aporias chavero, you should do it in front of edim. So there's always there's not going to be any arguments in the future. It's always good advice Chazal give us in terms of trying to cut off any problems that could come up in the future. The Ran says, third to last line, that we pass in like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that me'ikar adin, that one does not have to be mafkir in front of three, right, or in front of two. Rabbi Yossi is machalik between those. But we pass like Yeshua ben Levi that even in front of one is okay. Midrabanan, it's a good idea to have three. Hilkach says the Ra'an midivrei sofer may no have krashi alkem b'fnei shalosha midrabanan. One has to do it in front of three. Lamaisa, as the Rambam says in Hilkas Nedarim. If you read that Rambam though, he opens up another sugya, which we will get to in a second. Let's just read the Rambam. The Rambam says here in Based Hazayin, Hamafgar is a karka, kalakodem vexik bazacha, it's already mafgar karka, it could even be mafgar karka, which is interesting, karka doesn't even move, you'd be mafgar karka. Din Torah, filu hefker bifnei echad, ari zehefker. Midaraisa, even in front of one person. Vinifter minam isris, kamoshi is barbim koman, right? When it's hufgar, there's a pter isris, avami divrei sofrim, eno hefker, rachi yafker bifnei shlosha. Kedeshi echad zocha imratza, vashnai meidin, right? That's why it would be a good idea to do it in front of three. The Rishonim here ask, you know, if it's true that Hefker even in front of one would be a Hefker, so what about the Mishnah earlier? So why isn't that a Hefker totally in terms of on the Mishnah on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph? Why is that a problem? I'm sorry, the question is really asked the other way. If Lamaisa you need three, or Midaraisa you need what? Right, if in the Midarabani you need three, so why in the case of in the desert, he puts it on the rock, so the Rabbanan hold that it does work. It does work, right? The Rabbi Yossi argued it doesn't work, but the Rabbanan hold it does work. What do you mean? There's nobody else there. It's only in front of one, right? Well, once the Rabbanan said that Hefker requires three, right, so don't we say that we have to follow that? And once the Rabbanan created that, then it doesn't work. Right, the Minchas Chinuch discusses this at length in the mitzvah of Kiddush. Once the Rabbanan created a certain din, so that should redefine it even on a Daraisa level. That's the Minchas Chinuch by Kiddush. If somebody says Kiddush in a different nusach than the Rabbanan told us to, or Berachas Hamazon. Once the Rabbanan created the nusach for Berachas Hamazon, if somebody says it in the different way, do they still get the mitzvah, or is the mitzvah knocked out totally? That's in terms of nusach, but in terms of din too. Once the Rabbanan say Hefker, the Ritva here, in the back, once the Rabbanan say Hefker b'fei shlosha, why does it work, even by one? So the Ritva says, the Pashat answer, Pashat Pshat, and that is, v'makam sarach, v'makam shasat chak, the Rabbanan were mokim it on the din daraisa, meaning it's built in. Built into this din d'rabbanan is that where there's ein breira, where one has to function in a way that requires hefker only in front of one, or he doesn't have any food. So then you're allowed to do it. That's the din da. That's one answer of the Ritva. If you look at the Machan Ephraim in Siman Aleph, Machan Ephraim in Siman Aleph of Hilchos Zechiah May Hefker, he discusses two points, but one of them is this issue, and he says maybe there's a difference between karka and metaltalin. Maybe there's a difference. He says, "V'nira midivrei Rambam, dehad debay shlosha eino ela bekarka, aval bemetaltalin sagi beechad kedin Torah." Different to kaka metaltalin. We know there's different ways to be kone kaka and metaltalin. The Mishnah in Kiddushin, how you kone karka, kesef shara chazaka, how you kone metaltalin, b'shicha. Obviously, it's a different item. So to hear, maybe the only time that you would need three is only by karka, where we have a higher standard, by metaltalin, even one. The Rabbanan would never add it. V'hai taima mishum, the metaltali called shehifkir b'fnei echad, hareze gamar umafkir, sharei oso shehifkiru b'fanav yachol azakos b'hen. V'ne'eman lomar hifkarta osam, v'zachisi b'hem anim in a hefker, b'migo di'ibai amar b'matana nazata osam li. When it comes to metaltalin, says the Machan Ephraim, even in front of one person, that's no problem. Why? Because that person himself could be zochit, and he would be neman that the mafkir was mafkir. Why? Because he's believed me that he could have said the other guy gave it to him as matana. He's holding it now. Hamotz mechaver olav araya. So he's holding it now. He gave it to me, so he could be believed to say that he was also mafkir it. Masha'en kein bekarka to eno neman liton hachi. But by karka, he would not be neman to make such a taina, and therefore, says the Machan Ephraim, that Mishnah was by metaltalin. You're putting it on the rock. So that's why there is a difference. Rakaka metaltalin versus Makam Sarach or Eno the Makam Sarach. That is the Machan Ephraim. The other issue in that same piece of the Machan Ephraim is what we just alluded to. The Gemara says here that what's the Daraisa? Hefker in front of one. What about in front of zero? Can somebody be mafker somebody be no levenatzmo? How would anybody know about it? Okay, let's say there's a video. Whatever it is, but can one be mafgir bein olavan asmo? So the Achronim point out, it sounds like from that Rambam, no. If you look at the Rambam's Lashon again was, din Torah. Tafilu hefker bifnei echad. Even in front of one, areza hefker. Even in front of one. So what does that sound like? Even in front of one. Only in front of one, says the Kesef Mishnah. Right here. Because of our Rasha, Matamar, Bishloshi, Glishi, Echad, Zocha, Bishahedim, Ubitokat, Gere, Balabais, Lahafkir, Vahulu. Because of our Rasha, Harash, Havi Hefker, Be'echam, and Atora, Vahu Adin, Beinola, Veinatsmo. The Kesef Mishnah quotes our Rosh that says, even Beinola, Veinatsmo, Ve'eno Nira, Kemi, Divri, Rabbeinu. Says the Kesef Mishnah, doesn't sound that way for the Rambam. Vahachi, Dayek, Lishnei, Tira, Bishu, Ben Levi. It's Beduyak in the language. The Amr, Dvar, Torah, Filu, Be'echad, Havi Hefker. Ve'im, Kedivri, Arash, Dadifa, Mine, Havi, Lashmina, Dvar, Torah, Filu, Beinola, Veinatsmo, Be'efker. That's what it should have said. Should have said, even in front of nobody. Even in front of nobody. Then he says, Va'od, Umay Taima Amru Bishlosha, Kadeshi Echad Zocha Vishai Me'idin, Umishamachi Besefa Shlosha, Him Zulas Baldavar. After Reisha, Avizulas Baldavar, he's a different Marik, he goes Nireb, says he, whatever, he continues, but that's the Machlokas, Ramam the Rosh, right? Whether in front of nobody, Bein Olavein Atzmo, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this. This is a sugya that's discussed elsewhere. If you look in Arachayim, right, in Nidara, that's usual, but if you look in Arachayim, in Hilcha Shabbos, this is discussed. Where in Hilcha Shabbos? Well, we discussed this already yesterday, about by the tour. But if you look in Reish Mem Vav Siv Gimel, says the Ramah, okay, the case, if you remember, is Shvisas Behemto. The non-Jew has my animal. The problem is, he can't use my animal on Shabbos. That's Aser if it is still mine. Aser, says the Shulchan Aruch, Aser lahaskir o lahashil behemto le'eno Yehudi, I can't lend out or rent out my animal on Shabbos to do malacha. A person is mitzuvah on the shvisa of his animal. You could rent it out during the week as long as he gives it back before Shabbos. You can't make it tonight. Don't work it on Shabbos because the non-Jew doesn't have any nemanus in this regard. So what happens if you did your best? You gave it and you rented it out and you lent it and you say, give it back before Shabbos. And lo and behold, what happened? You didn't get it back before Shabbos. So now what? Yafkirena beino leveinatzmo kodem haShabbos. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you can be mafkirit beino leveinatzmo before Shabbos. Right? Lachachilo, you should not do that. But the evidence, if you're in this situation, you don't have any other choice, you could do it. Beino leveinatzmo. O yomar behemti knu yaleinu Yehudi kadeshinasam yisur daraisa. Or say, give it to him. Give it to the guy. Be a machne it to the guy. Says the Mishnah Brura. Vahabach matir lechatchila lahaskir aldashi efkirena b'fnei shlosha to give it to shlosha yodim mifarsim amilsa v'loyavad efshada u'b'shas atchak efshish yizuz b'chadvarav the bach matir lechatchila to be math, like not to only, oh, if I don't get it back. Lechatchila to do this, no problem, but this is beino, but the halach is, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you don't have any other choice, you do this. And then the next Mishnah Berurah says, V'yav agat the hefker b'idan shi'yib b'fnei shlosha, I doesn't hefker require three, as the Gemara Nedarim says, V'yav agat the hefker b'idan shi'yib b'fnei shlosha, zeo midir abanon, midar reis afilu b'ino v'en asmo sagi, v'hocha shefar hiskira, v'histi moshi achzirena, v'ikva daiba zekadei lihinatzle b'yisura dar reis. It's already half out of your rishus. It's not bereshuscha, it's just shalcha. So, that's why this would be enough. And then he quotes, Ein Beis Yosef, Shishposhim, Sosofim, Shagamba Khan, Avshu Di'evid, Bina Dafka Tzlasa. Some say you should do it in front of three, if you can. V'yal Keto, V'yizor, Bezel, Hadchila, Im Yesh, Be'ef Shari. V'yal Kopanim, Yizor, Lafkir, Befnei Echa, but at least in front of one, says the Mishnah Berurah. Derabim, Migdoli, Aposkim, because many Migdoli, Aposkim hold that even Daraisa, you need at least one. That is the Rambam. Doesn't have to be somebody financially independent. It could be a family member. That's fine. He quotes in the Shar Tzion. Right, the Mechaber, possibly the Rambam, there in Choshe Mishpan Reisha and Gimel. For Akara Machas of Shem Shem Yish Omrim to Diamond Torah Be'efker Bein Olav Ein Atzmo. That's the Rosh. For Kama Achronim Dachaku Atzman. But Masha Mechaber Sosam Pokedas HaRosh. So the question is why in Choshe Mishpan the Shulchan Aruch Paskin like the Rambam and here the Shulchan Aruch Paskin like the Rosh. Yefker Bein Olav Ein Atzmo. That's a problem. And he says all the poskim try to figure it out. Maybe here Shas Atzchak. You don't have a choice. You're trying to save yourself from Shvisas Behemto. That's why it would be okay. That's a stira in the Shulchan Aruch. as is discussed by the Achronim. The other place where this comes up in Arachayim, one place is here in Hilchos Shabbos, the other place it comes up is in Hilchos Bittel Chametz. By Chametz, right, we know it's a major machlokas Rishonim. What is Bittel? What is Bittel? We know that there's a three-pronged attack that we have to get rid of our chametz, right? Chametz is one of the most chomer yisurim, right? Aser b'hachila, aser b'hana, aser b'al yorah b'yimatzei. So we try to do everything we can to get rid of the chametz, right? It's very chomer, it's aser b'mashu, and it's aser iser kares. So we have bedika, and we have bi'ur, and we have bittel. We do all three. All three. Why do we do all three? So the post can explain, the Rishonim already, based on the Gemara, well, if we only did bittel, we only did something with our mouth, some type of declaration, it could be that some chametz will still be in my house, and when I see it on Pesach, I will come to eat it, shemi yavalach, so I don't get rid of it, or if I have it in my house, maybe whatever I declare is not really meant seriously. If I have a ton of chametz in my house, and I declare it to be ownerless, null and void, maybe I don't mean it, number one, but you also can't just do bedika and biur, search and destroy, because then maybe I won't find everything. And maybe there's chametz under the couch that I don't know about, and therefore I'm going to violate by Rabbi Yimatze. So that's why we know that we do all three. We do bedika and biur and bittel. There's only one bracha. There's only one bracha on the whole process. We know one of the four brachas that we only say once a year, even in Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, there are seven brachas that we only say once a year, right? The three brachas we say at the Seder, right? The seven brachas of Alachilas Matzah, Alachilas Mara, and Asher Galanu. Those three are said once a year by a Ben Eretz Yisrael. A Ben Chutz La'aretz says that twice, but one of the other four brachas that we only say once a year is Al Biur Chametz on the entire process of Bedika and Biur and Bittel. That's only one, right? The other three are Nachem and Lahalik Dosha Yom HaKippurim, and the Birchas Ha'ilanos. Those are the four brachas only said once a year. So the question in the Rishonim, though, is, we know what Bedika is. We know what Biur is, right? Search and destroy. What is Bedika? That is very not clear in the Gemara. What is Bittel Chametz? So that's a discussion in Rashi and Tosfos and the Ramban at the beginning of Meseches Psachim. Rashi and Tosfos on the Dalet Amid Beis discusses what is Bittel. So Tosfos' Lashon is Va'omer Ri Demida Oraisa BeBittel Ba'al Masagi Mitam Demeacher SheBitzlo Have Hefker V'Yatza Merishuso Umutter. Once you are mafkir it, the Ri says, once you are mafkir it, so then it is good enough, it's no longer yours, that's why you don't violate. So the formulation of the Ri right here in Tosfos, he doesn't say you are mafkir it. He says once you do bittel, it is hefker. But the way that the Ri is understood is that it is hefker. And that's why the next line of Tosfos says, what do you mean, v'adar minim b'nedarim hefker b'fnei shlosha? It doesn't say on the last amid of Ein Bein Amudar, our Gemara, that you have to be mafker in front of three people. So why don't you have to do bittel in front of three? Right? If bittel is hefker. So he says, midaraisa. He says, v'adar minim b'nedarim hefker b'fnei shlosha, midaraisa ein sarach. But on the Daraisa level, you don't need, and that's why when Chazal instituted Bittel, they didn't make you do the regular Durabanan Hefker. Meaning it's still a unique type of Hefker, which is a rule breaker for normal Hefker, but it is something like Hefker. The Ramban has four or five questions on this day of Tosfos. One of them is this. What are you talking about? Once the Rabbanan said, if you say it's Hefker, it's Hefker. And what about doing Bittel on Shabbos? And what about doing all the questions of the Ramban right here is relating to the fact that this hefker is a rule breaker. And if you say it's really hefker, that's a problem. So what would Tosfos answer back? It's not normal hefker. It's a special type of hefker. It's bittel chametz type of hefker. Right? So the Ramban himself argues. The Ramban himself, I think bittel is a declaration of no interest in your chametz. Right? Not dafka, making it hefker, but no interest, right, based on a Rashi, right, eino rotze b'kiyumo, that is the Ramban's lashon that he repeats a number of times. You are not interested in its existence. Maybe you think of it as dirt. Hefker ka'afra da'ara. You'd say it should be dirt, it's like nothing. You're not machshavit, you're not goris it at all. Right, that's what the bittel chametz is. Eino rotze b'kiyumo, right, it's a unique halachic process that only comes up here in Erezabikiyuma, maybe by Avodah Zarah. By Bittel Avodah Zarah, you have a similar kind of idea where the Oved gives up worshipping. Right? This is nothing to me right now. It's not chashiv to me. That's bittul chametz according to the Ramban. If you look in the Ran here, the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, Daf Aleph Amud Aleph, and the Daf Yarif, the Ran says, well, maybe this hefker is a different type of hefker. Why? Because it's basically out of your reshus anyway. Because you can't own chametz. Remember the din of Rabbi Yishmael? Shnei dvarim she'asan al-chasav b'rshuso? Right, that are not b'rshuso, asan al-chasav v'ilim b'rshuso. Two things are really out of my reshus. The Torah considers it as if it is mine to be mechayiv me. Bar b'rshus harabim and chametz b'pesach. But the whole thing is a chiddush haTorah that I violate by Rabbi Yimatze. So you don't need regular rules to get it out of your reshus, says the Ran. Just the general, something even inferior, something even less is required, says the Ran. Right here, v'yaf al-gav, this is daf aleph and aleph in the back. V'su, he says, mashma davi hefker, v'su dim gemar amrina mevasvel belibo, u'bevada jelinin hefker, mamono hefker belibo, lo mahani, d'ram shalevin and dvarim. So how can you say it's really hefker? He asks the same questions as the Ramban. V'kivet shekein bitul chamiz Rabbi Yossi heichim hanim din hefker. V'halo asli rishus zochem. What about according to Rabbi Yossi that it doesn't leave rishus until you get to the other person's rishus? So Rabbi Yossi would reject this? So ela hainu taima. Mishum. D'nehi d'bemai d'havi b'rishusei d'inish. Lo matzi mafkir leki agavna. Right? Even though normal items that are in your rishus, hefker doesn't work without all of these rules. Chametz shiny. Chametz is different. Lefisha eino b'rshuso shel adam. Ela sha'aso ha'kasav kiluhi b'rshuso. Your connection to the chametz is already very tenuous. Right? It's already out of your rishus, basically. But the Torah says, no, it's yours to violate by Rabbi Yimatze. So you just got to get over that hump. Umishem hachi b'giluye daita ba'alma. Delo nichale delev eschusa degave klau sagi. Umahani afilo l'chametz yadua. And it helps even for chametz yadua. That's the Ran's chiddush. You can say this isn't only the chachmei svara. That's what Tosfos means. Yes, it's a hefker, but it's a different type of hefker. And therefore, one would be able to do this, and it could be a rule breaker of hefker, even if it is functioning through hefker. So we have hefker beino levena tzmo. Does that work? Machlokas Rambam in the Rush, steer in the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas Choshen Mishpat, and in Hilchas Shabbos. It could be that Hilchas Shabbos Shasat Chak. That's the simple answer, like the Ritva says over here. So you have one application in Hilchas Shabbos by Shisas Behemto, and you have the other application in Hilchas by Rabbi Yimatze, preventing by Rabbi Yimatze in terms of bittul. Is it a hefker to answer up all the kashas of the Ramban on Tosfos? If it's a real case of hefker, then isn't this a rule breaker? And we answer, yes, it is. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Next parak. So we finish Hadron Lachem in Amudar, and now we move into Parak HaShutfin. Small parak, only a couple of daf, right? Three daf in this parak. But we have this huge Ran here. This is the sugya, one of the main sugyas of Breira in Shas. Breira. What's Breira? We always like to mention that Breira overlaps with two other sugyas, Breira, Asmachta, and Tanai. All of those three overlap. Tanai, where I make a condition. I do action A, and it only will kick in if the Tanai, the condition, is fulfilled. Asmachta, I commit to something now based on a future event that didn't happen yet, which may or may happen, may or may not happen. Asmachta Kanya, Asmachta Lo Kanya. Right, we had that once already. We had Asmachta earlier, back in the earlier in the Ein Bein Hamudar, in the fourth parak in the sugyas of, sorry, I think in the right earlier on Daf Chaf Tes, where was that case of Asmachta Chaf Zayin Amibes Asmachta Lokanya. So Tanai Asmachta and Breira. What is Breira? Breira means when something is clarified later on. Do I say that I'm allowed to see the roots of that clarification in the past already? Am I allowed to see that? Is it Mevurar Lemafreya? That is one of the major sugi. The Yamsha Shlomo says this is one of the most complicated sugis in all of Shas. That's the Yamsha Shlomo, the Marshal, talking. He has 10-15 pages in the Yamsha Shlomo all about Breira, putting together all of the sugis, but we'll try to simplify for our purposes what is required to understand our sugya. That's Breira. So let's see, what does the Mishnah say? Hashutfin Shenadru Ana Azamizeh. You have two partners that own a field, or own a chatzer, and they are mudur hana from each other. So that's a problem now. Why? Because going into the chatzer, if I go into the chatzer, then I'm getting benefit from you, because it's your chatzer also. But it's my chatzer, but we're mudur hana from each other. So what do we do? Says the Tanakama, asurin likanes l'chatzer. You can't go into the chatzar. You can't even walk in the chatzar. The Ran says, this is according to the Manda Amar, a vitur is aser b'mudr hana, but even just walking in, people are makbid about, and that is aser b'mudr hana, and that's the war the Tanakhama holds, that it's a problem. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Zenichnas Latoch Shelo, Vizenichnas Latoch Shelo. Says Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, no, each one goes in, and each one is allowed to view it as if they are only going into their rishus. Meaning, if I go in at a certain time, so it's my chaser at that moment. I'm allowed to view it that way, when I went in. And when the other guy comes in, the other guy goes in. Are they allowed to walk in at the same time? We'll have to talk about it. Right? It doesn't mean even the different places in the chaser. Are we talking about a chaser she'in bo din chaluka? It's not splittable. So we will have to see. This is the machlokas, the Tanakhama, and Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. The Chashuke Chemed here has two, situations that, are related to cases of shutfis. Number one is yesh lo chatzer mishutefes. What if somebody has a chatzer that they own with someone else, and for tax purposes they want to write that it belongs to the other person? Right? They can't both write that it belongs to the other person. That would mamash be stealing. Right? But what if can they write that this year we'll say it's yours, and next year we'll say it's his? So says the Chashuke Chemed, well, if the law is that if you own a field even in partnership, you have to pay taxes on it, then it's a violation. Right? We had Dina Bachus Adina, we had earlier in Daf Chaf Ches, that, and we discussed then, that if the law, if the taxes are fair, and they're equal upon all citizens, and it makes sense, so then, you know, I'll let it get out of the taxes. But if, let's say it's a case where the rule is that if it's owned by somebody else, he works it out. He says Pashas is does that really work to be mafkir it to one's friend? He says Pashas is Ganevas Das. Pashas is Ganevas Das. So therefore it would not be allowed to do from one shutif to another shutif. Okay, but the next one is what I want to focus on. Fascinating Shaila. Shayla. Dayar Garba Koma Rishona. We're talking about partners in a certain area. So what if you have partners in a building, if people live in an apartment building, and there are certain expenses for the elevator? Every month there are expenses for the elevator, the upkeep of the elevator. Does the person who lives on the ground floor have to pay in those expenses for the elevator? He says, I never use the elevator. So am I allowed to there's a machlokas aposkim about this issue. He quotes in the footnote from Rav Yashiv and others. So he says, what can I say? Kimli, I hold like those that are say pater, and therefore I am not taking part. Says the Chashuke Chemed, says Rav Zilberstein, Nira. De'im minagamakom. If the minagamakom is that all the dayarim are mishtatzvim in the upkeep of the elevator, if that is the minaga olam, then you can't say kimli, I hold like the other opinions. If that's the minag that everybody does, in all, most buildings where everyone lives, right, so then, you have to pay. And he says in brackets, there's even some logic. Why? Because even the person who lives on the ground floor, sometimes he does use the elevator. Let's say his kids have a play date upstairs. He says, they go to play with the neighbors. Also, a building with an elevator probably has a higher value, and let's say each one owns the apartment, so you are being nana from the elevator, even if you don't use it. Ba'ofen gazem mistaver shebishah shehishtatu kol hashchina bebinyan. When you bought in, harigei mishtatu adaita daminag v'imkein chayev l'shalim. So Pashas is your chayev l'shalim. V'afilu, and he continues. Imrotzli pader b'danis kimli. Even if you want to say, he wants to say, I hold like these opinions. Yichlo hashchinim l'tom kenegdo. The shchinim could toin claim against him. Shu moti etz asmo michal hashutvis. Then you're removing yourself from the entire situation. The whole ground belongs to me too. Right? Everybody owns everything. Like the Mishnah in Ashutfin. V'imhu yitan kimli, hari hoti aso michal Ashutfin. V'yichon lomar lo, shein mar shemo l'shtamesh b'rechosh ha-mishutav. They could say to him, okay, kim l'cha, so just leave the Shutfis. So you can't even use the entrance to the building. Right? So therefore, Says the Chashuk Yechemin, in this case, Lachora, they would have the rights and he would have to participate. Lo yuchal lomar de mishtamish bishelo. Ki halacha k'rav Rabbi Yaakov. The halacha k'rav Rabbi Yaakov. V'kivish k'rav Rabbi Yaakov. Amur rak ba'ofen shelo mafkiyas chusim shel shashut v'lachatzer. As we'll see in the Gemara, the whole sugya here is where they're still partners. They're not undoing and being mafkiyah the whole partnership. Masha'inki b'nidon ha'malit. If the minhag ha'malkum is for everybody to partake, so that's what we have to say. And therefore, min haroi shiishtatif b'hotzas ha'malit. Right? That is what is appropriate. Okay, now we get to the Ron. Right, what is this big Ron talking about? So big Ron is talking about Breira. First of all, what the Ron says, what is the machlokas about between Rav Elazar ben Yaakov and the Tanakama? So he says first on the middle medium lines, he says the Rabbanan hold the kivan the yefsha lomar to kol chad kani lukule chatzer kinyan aguf, since you can't say that each one old has a whole kinyan aguf in the chatzer. So then it's usher, right? Each one has similar zechuyos, and when they go in, they're being nana from each other. He calls it a kinyan aguf and a kinyan shibun and chaveiro. That's usher. Rabbi Ben Yaakov says no. You could look at each one separately. Where does that come from? So as we will see, the Gemara says, if you want to look up now, this is where the fun starts, about the 12th or 13th wide line in the Ran, Viga Demakshu. It's a very organized Ran. Viga Demakshu. Kivan to pluktail to Rabbi Ben Yaakov. Verabanan. B'yesh breira ve'ein breira. Since we know from elsewhere that this machlokas is looked at in the world of breira. Again, what is breira? Whether, when something becomes clear in the future, can I see the roots of that in the past? So here, when I walk into this field, when I walk into this chatzer, so now I can view it that this has always been my chatzer for this time. And then when you walk into the chatzer, it's always viewed as yours. So, Rabbi Ben Yaakov says that's allowed, even if you would not know why. Yesh Breira. We hold that it works. You're allowed to see that as always been different. And the Tanakhama holds Ein Breira. No. You're not allowed to view it like that. It's not considered Mevurar. And therefore, here, you're going into your friend's Chatzer. So, that is why it is Aser B'hana. So, the Gemara says elsewhere that that's the root of the Machlokas here. The problem is that we paskin like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Yesh Breira, but we know from elsewhere, the Gemara in Beitza says that we paskin by Dinam D'Rabbanan, Yesh Breira, by Dinam D'Oraisa, Ein Breira. That's the kasha that is dealt with by Rishonim all over Shas. In Baba Kama, and in Beitza, and right here in Nedarim. Right, how do you answer that kasha? We know usually bidaraisa ein breira, bidarabanan yesh breira. So why here, which sounds like it seems like a daraisa context, do we say hold like Rabbi Yaakov who holds yesh breira? So the summary shown in the Rashba and others say, well, maybe here we're only talking about a darabanan. Why vitur? Remember we said before, just walking in, is this real hana? Is this a real violation of the isra hana? It's vitur aser b'mudra hana. Maybe that extension of hana is only a din darabanan. That's number one. Right, that's not accepted by many, because who says Vitor is only Aser D'Rabbanan, and who says that this context specifically would be D'Rabbanan. Okay, that's answer number one. Answer number two, the Ron quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Tirat Rabbeinu Tamzal. Tahacha halacha Rav Elazar ben Yaakov lo mitaimei. We do all that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov here. That's true, but not because of Yesh Breira, for a different reason. Right? What does he say? Vitur is asur, right? Just the things that people usually are mochel. That's asur mudrana, and therefore it's yesh breira. But we hold ein breira. But why is it mutter? Because vitur is mutter. Vitur is mutter. For a different reason it's mutter. That's Rabbeinu Tam. The Ron doesn't like it, and other Rishonim don't like it, because there are many other sources that seem to say that vitur is asur mudrana. So the Rabbi Yitzchak has a different shot. He says no. He says this Mishnah, this Gemara argues, right? Yesh Breira, even by Dinim D'Araisa, that's the Re. But the other Rishonim, where it gets conceptual, say maybe there's a difference between this Breira and other Breiras. Right, there's a difference. A couple of lines down, the Ron quotes the Ramban. Quotes Rabbeinu Moshe, Be'il Chosav. He says, Lo Damya Hach Breira D'Hachal D'Alma. This is a different type of brera. Tahacha lav midi de lo mizbarer ha'idna u mizbarer lo macharhu. The name is bara milsalam afreya. What's the classic case of brera? Let's say the yorshim got an estate from their father. Their father died, and it's not split up yet. And in a month from now, it'll be split up. So now it's totally not split up. Then it totally will be split up. That's brera. It'll be totally mavurar. Says the Ramban here, it's not mavurar. It's still owned by both of them. It's not a classic case of brera, that here it's not mavura, and in the future it'll be exactly mavura. No! Here it's not! Ewa bidahashu dachasu shein badin chalukahu. V'chochan mishtamish pakula. This is a different type of brera. Here, we're all using this whole item. And it's shutfin. And therefore the only issue is, can we look at it as if I'm going into mine now and you're going into yours tomorrow? So it's different type of brera. That's how we could paskin yesh brera, here, even though we don't by other Dinim to Araisa. The Ran quotes this, doesn't like this either, because the Gemara uses the principles, Yesh Brera Ein Brera. So to say that it's a different type of Brera is a little more difficult. So the Ran himself says, L'fichach Nir Ali, this is his fourth suggestion. He quotes Rabbeinu Tam, he quotes the Ri, he quotes the Ramban, and then he quotes his own Shita. L'fichach, he says, this Brera is stronger. According to the Ramban, it sounds like it's even a weaker Brera. The Ramban says, this one is strong, the Ran says, this one is a better Brera. Why? Nearly dvarim kipashtan de brera dahacha kabrera da alma ela mishum daach brera adifa paskin hacha gavazim and Yaakov. Why is it better? He says she shutfin halalu b'shash she lachu hakchatzer al das kein lachuha she b'shash she ishtamish ba'echem mehem teikula shalola tashmish. Usual brera, you know zero at T1 and it's mavura at T2. Here, even at T1, it's basically mavurar already, because it's known, they agree, that whenever I use it, it's mine. Whenever you use it, it's yours. So, just like, you could always be makna, let's say, Bavada, he says, Yachal Adam lahaknosa, chodesh echa l'ruven, v'chodesh echa l'shimon. I can make a condition, today is yours, tomorrow is mine, tomorrow, here's the next days, so this is all mavura originally. Look at the fourth to last line of the run. Abel hacha, ikaro shel davar mizbarer mishar rishona. It's originally mavurar. Umiuto la'achar mikan. It's just a little not mavurar. Lefisha af mishar rishona. Ein anu mesupakim shelo yizke kol echad mehem b'chol guf chatzer zeh. The ein anu mesupakim, we're not mesupak about what, but only about when. Ve'ein anu mesupakim gamkin shem afilu yirzu lezakos l'ploni lo yizke ba. Shari mishar rishona anu yodim she'asu kol echad lezakos b'chol guf chatzer zeh. We know this is how they went into it. You know, maybe the brothers will never split up the estate. But here, if you want to use the chatzer, it's going to be split up. And therefore, here, this is a stronger brera. So that is a major ran that discusses four different days. How does this sugya fit in to all the other sugyas and shas about brera? Okay, we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, we will continue. Baruch Hashem, we were zochet to spend the amount of time that we normally spend on a daf, even on a darim daf memhe. We'll stop here.